Birgit Svensson, for example.
Who's Birgit Svensson?
The third girl who vanished. She used to live across the road from here. One day, she started growing feathers all over her body. Within a month, she had turned into a large white chicken.
You're joking.
I most certainly am not. Her mother kept her in a pen in the garden. She even laid eggs.
Here, Birgit. There's a good girl.
What colour eggs?
Brown ones.
Darling, you lay the biggest eggs I've seen in my life. I'm going to make a delicious omelette.
She turned into a chicken, but she didn't disappear.
She lived on for many years, and she laid many eggs.
You said they all vanished.
I made a mistake. I'm getting old. I can't remember everything.
Can you remember the fourth child?
Oh, yes. Harar. I remember Harar. One morning, his skin went all greyish-yellow.
What's happening to me?
Then it became hard and crackly, like the shell of a nut.
Mother, help me.
By the evening, he had turned completely to stone.
Stone?
Granite.
Are you sure?
I'll take you to see him if you don't believe me. They still keep him in the house.
It's not that I don't believe you.
What is it, then?
He really turned into stone.
He stands in the hall, a little stone statue. Visitors lean their umbrellas up against him.
For real?
Look into my eyes. Do you think I'm making this up?
No.
No. I'm telling you all this because it's important. Would you like a puff of my cigar?
I'm only 8.
I don't care what age you are. You'll never catch a cold if you smoke a cigar.
Go on. Tell me what happened to the last one.
Number 5 was a very interesting case. A 9-year-old boy called Leif was summer holidaying with his family on the fjord. He decided to go swimming off some rocks on one of those little islands.
Dad, watch me! I'm going to dive in!
Be careful, Leif!
His father waited for him to come up. He waited, and he waited.
Leif!
He was just about to dive in and look for Leif when suddenly he surfaced. But Leif wasn't Leif anymore.
Who was he?
Not who was he. What was he?
What was he?
He was a porpoise.
A porpoise?
A lovely young porpoise. I knew his mother well. She told me all about it.
How did they know it was Leif?
He talked to them. By the end of the day, he was giving them rides. Then he waved a flipper and swam away, never to be seen again.
Weird.
Not really. You must remember that here in Norway, we are used to such things. There are witches everywhere. Huh? Now, it's time for bed.
Good night, Grandmama.
Wait. What is the date?
The first.
The first? We almost forgot. Bath night.
I hate baths. Luckily, Grandmother hates them almost as much as I do.
Once a month is quite enough for a sensible child to have a bath. Come on, get those dirty clothes off.
I used to be made to have a bath every other night. Now I only have one on the first of the month.
Can you always be sure who is a witch?
No, you can't. But you can make a pretty good guess.
How?
In the first place, a real witch is certain to be wearing gloves when you meet her.
Not in the summer, it would be too hot.
Even in summer, she has to.
Why?
She doesn't have fingernails. Instead, she has thin, curvy claws like a cat, and she wears the gloves to hide them.
Mum used to wear gloves?
Not in the house. Witches wear gloves, even in the house. They only take them off when they go to bed.
How do you actually know all this, Grandma?
Now, don't interrupt. Concentrate. The second thing to remember is that a real witch is always bald.
Bald?
Bald as a boiled egg. Take it from me, not a single hair grows on a witch's head.
Oh, that's horrible.
Disgusting.
Still,
It must make them easy to spot.
Oh, not at all. She wears a first-class wig, and it's almost impossible to tell a really first-class wig from ordinary hair.
So that's...